Weekend of Chamber Music presents their Summer Music Festival for 2015, focusing on music in the movies, with live appearances by composer-in-residence John Corigliano July 11th through 26th, with performances in Bethel, Calicoon, Jeffersonville, and Locksheldrake, New York, as well as Honesdale, PA. Details and tickets at wcmconcerts.org. Paid for by Weekend of Chamber Music.
All right, we've got some rain going on this afternoon, showers, highs in the upper 60s, and tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening. Mostly clear after midnight, a chance of rain is 40% for tonight. And tomorrow we've got fog in the morning, mostly a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. Going to be clear tomorrow night going down to the mid-50s, and on Monday is mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Yes, happy 4th of July. Today's program, we celebrate America in song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through to the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
Phil Oakes, The Power and the Glory. That song just, it just always is so authentic. It just gives me goosebumps to hear Phil Oakes sing The Power and the Glory about the United States of America. He wrote that song in 1974. And, you know, Phil Oakes started his career as kind of a protest songwriter. You know, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes, everybody down there in the village. And Phil Oakes wrote songs like, you know, We're the Cops of the World. He was always incredibly critical of the United States, and he had a lot of songs about the politics, and the FBI had him on their list as somebody who was outspokenly critical of the military and of the United States. And yet Phil Oakes was able to write this song called The Power and the Glory, celebrating the United States and what it means to him in a way that seems to echo the first song that we heard, This Land is Your Land by Woody Guthrie. Both of those songs to me give me a feeling about America that few pieces of music do. And it's interesting, Woody Guthrie, yeah. He, back in the 40s, Irving Berlin wrote a song that a lot of people think maybe should be the American anthem called God Bless America, Land That I Love. Well, Woody Guthrie would hear that song on the radio. There was a singer called Kate Smith, and she really sang God Bless America to the country, and you'd hear it all the time on the radio. And Woody Guthrie thought that it was unrealistic and complacent, and he got really tired of hearing that song. And so he wrote his own, and he wrote the song, This Land Is Your Land, and he originally had titled it God Blessed America. And the thing that's interesting is that Guthrie was a communist, kind of with socialist leanings, and the greatness of the land was about the unity of the people, even though we're 50 states, we're one country, and it was about the fact that we all own this country. This country is our country. It's your land, and it's my land. But he also had a couple of verses that were not recorded in his original recording in 1940, the one that we just heard. And, you know, it talks about inequality. It talks about private land versus public land. It talks about the difference in the rich and the poor. And here's the two verses. Well, there's three verses that were left out of that original recording. And these are Woody Guthrie's original words written in 1940. As I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said, No Trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say anything. That side was made for you and me. Nobody living can ever stop me. As I go walking that freedom highway, Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. In the squares of the city, in the shadow of a steeple, by the relief office, I'd seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Well, those words are deep. And the thing that is obvious about the greatness of some of the ideas that found this country is that you can write a patriotic song, and in the middle of that song, you can criticize your own government, you can criticize your own country, and you have the freedom to do that. And even though you don't say that in the words, just by expressing your criticism, it becomes obvious that you have that right. It's astounding. Music has always had such a feedback loop in our culture, our popular song, our movies, our TV. Those ideas that we share affect the ideas that are behind the country today. Neil Young and Crazy Horse did an album in 2012 called Americana, and he recorded his own version of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. And you know what? Neil Young restored those missing verses. The thing about the no trespassing sign and the thing about people standing hungry in a line. So let's listen to Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This land is your land. American Dream. That song was recorded in 1988 by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Neil Young singing the lead vocal on that track. And right before that, we hear Neil Young in the Crazy Horse. On the Americana album, we heard Neil's doing the Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land. So, American Dream, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash did their first album, and when Neil Young joined the band, they did an album called Deja Vu, and they released it in 1970. And that was the last time that Neil Young recorded with Crosby, Stills, and Nash for quite a while. He launched his solo career. And he had told them, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, he told David Crosby, you know, man, you straighten it out. You know, the heroin, the cocaine, the guns, you know, get it together. When you recover from all that stuff, let me know, and I'll record with you again. So, they're from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, 1970. They didn't record in the studio again until 1988. And that's the title track from the album called American Dream. And it deals with political scandals. At the time, it was Oliver North. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and it is the 4th of July. And we're celebrating America in song and in rock and roll. And, you know, So many patriotic songs end up having political messages wrapped up inside of them. But there's nothing more American than the Beach Boys rock and roll, that West Coast rock and roll thunder. And the Beach Boys, when they started out back in the early 60s, they were writing about cars and guitars and girls. And we're about to hear a couple of tracks. Beach Boys wrote a song called The Spirit of America. And what better represents the spirit of America than a car? And sure enough, the spirit of America is the name of a car. So let's celebrate American rock and roll with the Beach Boys. We're going to stay on the West Coast after that, and we're going to hear a little bit of Tom Petty with his American Girl. Here's the Beach Boys, Spirit of America. Thank you.
my age. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them serving at
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
inside, outside USA.
Australia, Caribbean.
Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside USA.
And down Bohini Way.
Inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing. Serving USA. We'll be planning out a route. We're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving, serving USA. Hangers, and
one. Inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisades.
Inside, outside.
Selling over Yanson.
Inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach, LA.
Inside, outside, USA.
All over La Jolla.
Inside, outside, USA.
At Waimea Bay.
Inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing. Serving USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing,
serving USA.
Cold.
Yeah. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That song is called American Girl, and that's a live performance from 1985. That was the Pack Up the Plantation tour. And yeah, American Girl, you know, another example of West Coast rock and roll. He talks about writing that song. Here's what Tom Petty, it's a quote. I was living in an apartment where I was right by the freeway, and the cars would go by in Encino, near Leon Russell's house. And I remember thinking that sounded like the ocean to me. That was my ocean, my Malibu, where I heard the waves crash. But it was just the cars going by. So there's a lyric in that song, you know, American Girl Raised on Promises. That line actually comes from a Francis Ford Coppola movie released in 1963 called The Mencia 13. And there's this character, Louise, and she's talking about another woman. And she says, especially an American girl, you can tell she's been raised on promises. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We're celebrating. It's the 4th of July, and we're celebrating America. And, you know, a lot of the music, we just heard a few things, the Beach Boys and Tom Petty, just talking about life in America. But most of the songs, when I looked into the catalog of some of my favorite musicians, most of the songs that actually talk about the United States of America, they've got a political message wrapped up inside. There's no surprise there, right? One of the most popular songs that Bruce Springsteen ever did from 1984 is Born in the USA. And when you listen to the song, you know, Born in the USA, I'm proud to be born here, you know. Maybe you've traveled to another country. And it's all exotic, it's so novel, it's so exciting to be in France. It's incredible to be in Italy, you know, or in the mountains in Austria. And it's novel, and it's so romantic. But if you stay there long enough, you get this empty kind of feeling. And there's nothing like coming back home to the United States of America when you've been away. So, There's a little bit of conflict going on in this Bruce Springsteen song, you know, Born in the USA. It's actually talking about the negative effects of the Vietnam War and the treatment of the Vietnam veterans coming back from the war. There's another song just like that. We're going to go back to Neil Young again and his Rockin' in the Free World, you know, where he discusses, you know, some of the problems going on in the free world. But the music, it still celebrates it. It's wonderful. So here's Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Took us when I hit the ground. In the black of dog, that's been beat too much.
Keep on rocking in the free world. That's from Neil Young's Freedom album, released in 1989. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. It's the 4th of July. It's all about America. I grew up reciting the Pledge of Allegiance almost every day in school. Sometime in the late 60s and the 70s when I was in high school, we stopped saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school every day. But I still remember the words. I imagine that you remember the words. But I didn't really know where the Pledge of Allegiance came from, so I did a little research. The Pledge of Allegiance was written by a man named Francis Bellamy. He wrote it in August of 1892. Francis Bellamy was a Christian socialist. He was also a Baptist minister. And here's what he said about writing the Pledge of Allegiance. At the beginning of the 90s, that would be the 1890s, at the beginning of the 90s, patriotism and national feeling was at a low ebb. The patriotic ardor of the Civil War was an old story. The time was ripe for a reawakening of simple Americanism, and the leaders in the new movement rightly felt that patriotic education should begin in the public schools. So back in the 1890s, they started to sell American flags to all the public schools throughout the country. And the Pledge of Allegiance was actually first published in a children's magazine for the National Public School Celebration of Columbus Day. It was published on September 8th in 1892, called The Youth's Companion was the name of the magazine. And it's interesting because Bellamy told his wife, here's another quote, his wife Mary, "Mary, if I can instill into the minds of our American youth a love for their country and the principles on which it was founded, and create in them an ambition to carry on with the ideals which the early founders wrote into the Constitution, I shall not have lived in vain." So Bellamy had some very high-minded ideals when he wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. He said that it was supposed to be quick and to the point, and he designed it so that it could be recited in 15 seconds. Now, Bellamy was a socialist, and he wanted to use the words equality and fraternity, like from the French Enlightenment. But he decided against using equality and fraternity in the Pledge of Allegiance because he knew that the state superintendents of education that were on his committee were against equality for women and African Americans. So the Pledge of Allegiance was written back in the 1890s. And it's really curious because the Pledge of Allegiance, even though he wrote it, it's slowly been edited over many, many years. Just one word changed here, one word changed there. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to read the very first version of the Pledge of Allegiance that Francis Bellamy wrote in 1892. "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." So there was a very slight adjustment made after he first wrote it, and he added one word, too. "I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands." So from 1892 to 1922, that's what the Pledge of Allegiance sounded like. And then in 1923, they started to explain a little bit more about the flag. So they added the words of the United States. And instead of saying my flag, it now says the flag. "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States." And so the very following year after 1924, they changed it again, and they thought they better specify the United States of America. So from 1924 to 1954, the Pledge of Allegiance went, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." Now, up until that time, when there's a flag code that the Congress approved. They approved the formally adopted the Pledge of Allegiance by the United States Congress in 1942. And it goes, you know, you're supposed to, when you say the pledge, you're supposed to stand at attention facing the flag with your right hand over your heart. And men who are not wearing religious hats should take their hats off. People in uniform should render the military salute. Now, the way you used to pledge before that, when you'd say the Pledge of Allegiance, there used to be a salute where you held your arm out in front of you up at like a 45-degree angle. And up until 1944, when you said the Pledge of Allegiance, you held your arm out. And because of it was so similar to the Nazi salute from the war, that they changed the salute to putting your hand, your right hand, over your heart. They made that change in 1944. The final change to the Pledge of Allegiance, they added the phrase, under God, in 1954. It created a lot of fallout. There's been a lot of controversy, a lot of lawsuits brought about people that might feel that impinges on their religious freedom. But the final version of the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Jimi Hendrix, the Star-Spangled Banner. Hendrix shows us with his guitar what it sounded like when the bombs were going off. The last day of Woodstock, 9 a.m. in the morning. And right before that, James Brown talks about living in America. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. It's wonderful to celebrate the 4th of July with you today. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. Award-winning hydro-powered radio. We're streaming live online 24/7. Visit our website, wjffradio.org.